News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Well, let's go to one of those women who will be sitting at Cabinet, Pippa Hackett, who isn't a Cabinet Minister, but she is a super junior minister, Minister of State for Agriculture. Pippa, first of all, congratulations on your appointment. Do you agree with Andrea? Are you happy enough with the gender breakdown of the Cabinet, or does more need to be done?
Well, thank you very much, Shane, for that and for having me on. Look, I think it's reflective of the percentage of women, you know, in politics, in positions of elected representation. And I think that is unfortunate. I do think there is there should absolutely be more women. I think it brings a different dynamic to any board. I think it I know myself, I came from Offaly County Council when I was elected. There was only 2 women out of 19, and it's, you know, it's a different dynamic certainly in a meeting. And then when I left for the Shannon, I left 1 woman behind me, unfortunately, and she's still, you know, on her own in Offaly County Council. So it's a difficult, you know, it is difficult. I think absolutely we need to pick the best people for the job, and but, you know, there's no reason why women can't take that role. But again, I think the numbers in the Cabinet and indeed in the Shannon and so forth are reflective of the number of women running. Yeah,
and the regional issue, like there's 2 people at Cabinet from Offaly, yourself and Barry Cairn. There's 3 from Cork South Central. There's 2 from Greystones, never mind Wicklow, and then nobody along the Western Seaboard from Clare all the way up to Donegal. Is that a problem, do you think?
Look, it seems to be something very cultural within Irish politics that people, you know, want to be represented by somebody close to them. I mean, if it's of any consolation, myself and Hildegard Nocton, the 2 super junior ministers, are from the West. I'm from Mayo originally. Hildegard represents Galway. So there is, you know, that Western, if you like, seaboard element to the Cabinet.
Yeah, Derek Hillary, obviously we're
not,
Chief Whip. Yeah.
And Derek Hillary, yes, and obviously not at the senior level, but I think, you know, ultimately you would expect any minister to do their job wholly for the country as a whole. And I would like to think that, you know, they would certainly extend beyond their own constituencies or regions. So.
Pip, I do want to ask you specifically about your own portfolio. Just before we do, I'm just reading John Downing in the Irish Independent this morning. It's talking about how your surprise promotion as a senator to the Cabinet or to a super junior Cabinet post has enraged some of the party's other 9 TDs who didn't make the government's first team. Is that water off a duck's back to you, or is that something you're conscious of?
Well, look, my party colleagues have been very supportive to me. I suppose any appointment when there's limited numbers are going to cause some sort of friction and angst within a group of people. But I think we can move on from this. And I know we as a party now in government will work really well together to achieve the very best we can.
OK. Biodiversity, your special responsibility. It's a sign of the times that we do have a minister with special responsibility for biodiversity. What do you see your job being in over the coming 4 or 5 years?
Well, it's strictly land use and biodiversity, but I think
you're absolutely right.
You know, you're okay. I think there is this perceived and, you know, probably actual divide between agriculture and nature. And I think, you know, in my mind, I feel I want to work really hard to bridge that, because ultimately agriculture has to operate within ecological boundaries. You know, it's dealing with nature, it's dealing with, you know, the soil and biodiversity and so forth.
It's something, and everyone's afraid to say this for some reason, but let's be blunt about this. It's something that the agricultural community, that farmers have not been particularly good at over the last 50 years.
I wouldn't quite say that. I think there are certain lessons we can learn over the years and decades.
Every time there's rain in Mayo, you can't go for a swim in the sea. You know, that's a sign that, you know, we're not
absolutely
doing the right thing.
Well, absolutely. And I think, you know, in a way, nature tells us where the problems are. So we certainly have to look at it in a different way. But there's great examples from all around the country where farmers are getting together in their own communities and on their own farms and adopting different practices and different methods of farming. And it's working, and it fits in with that ecological boundary within which they work. Okay. And they need to work, you know, for the future of farming. It has to knit tightly with nature.
you are from Offaly, you know all about boglands and peatlands and all that, are living in Offaly. There are still TDs in Dáil Éireann who believe it is their God-given right to take turf out of the bog. Are those days over, do you think?
Well, look, they're going to be over pretty soon. I mean, ultimately, we have to. We know the damage that peat extraction has done. I mean, it's happening at an industrial level now that it is stopping peat extraction for energy production. It's not going to be far along away where we just won't be able to, you know, extract peat for maybe home burning. But ultimately, we have to do that in a very just way. We have to ensure that people who rely on fossil fuels for their heat and for their homes, they're not just cut off from that. That, you know, those are the homes we need to be retrofitting first. Those are the homes we need to be supporting to get heat pumps, so they're not reliant anymore on turf or on coal. And that's part and parcel of this new government's plan about a just transition, which hopefully will begin in the Midlands, because they're the most they're the part of the country that's most wholly dependent on fossil fuels.
By the end of your term in government, is the aim that we will not be burning fossil fuels anymore? We won't be burning coal, won't be burning turf? Or is that too tight a deadline?
Well, look, I suppose ultimately we have a sort of a 10-year plan. But look, if we get this right, I mean, that would be the result we would like to achieve. You know, if we can, I mean, look, there's you know, hundreds of thousands of homes that need to be retrofitted. But we have, you know, set high targets for that, high ambition. And within the next 10 years, certainly it would be great to know that we are not reliant on fossil fuels. Yeah, be
great. Okay. All right. We wish you well in your new portfolio. Pippa Hackett there, Minister of State for Agriculture. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.